When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy about the movies coming up at 9 o'clock. Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, joins us at 9:45. But wanted to get into this article by our pal Tom Levero. The title is Daniels Quinn Say No Injury, But the Rookie Has Cooled Off. There's no denying that the last couple games have not been his best games of the season. Against the Steelers, he only completed 17 of 34 passes for 202 yards. No scoring passes, so no touchdowns. Against Philadelphia, 22 of 32 for a 191. Had an interception. Two straight losses. They are against two really good teams in the league. It's interesting how the conversation has changed, though. When they played Chicago, and he threw for 326 yards in the Hail Mary, and when they played the New York Giants, there was less talk about his injury. There was maybe a little bit.
I don't even think there was really talk about it after the Steelers game when he had all the drops. And he had five or six drops.
Including one which would have been a touchdown to Diami.
I mean, I think any one of those, it's very likely they win the game.
Right, he had a deep ball to Terry in that game.
Yeah.
I remember him throwing a really nice pass on the left sideline that Terry caught. I mean, he's had, to me, you know, you kept mentioning in that Steelers game that one throw where he was rolling to the left.
I mean, it was,
and
it
ended up being an incompletion.
It was cannon.
I think it was to Luke McCaffrey.
Yes.
But people have
which
wondered.
I thought he should have caught too, by the way.
I think people have wondered why he's missed on some passes. If you go to the Steelers game, what could have been a difference maker would have been a huge play to Luke McCaffrey later in the game in the most recent game against Philadelphia. You had the ball to Noah Brown, which was kind of down at his feet. He's missed some throws, which looked very makeable based on what we had seen earlier this season.
Well, I always have a problem with the long throws and people bitching about that. Those are low percentage throws.
Yes.
So, like, all right. I mean, he's made some of those, but I mean, those are low percentage throws.
Levero writes this, and I agree with this. On the surface, it is reasonable to believe that Daniel's play was affected by the simplest of explanations. He is a rookie and was playing two of the toughest defenses in the league.
That, and also, the running game was shut down. They had injuries all along the offensive line. All of those factors, I think, has what contributed. Random rookie up and downs. Injuries around them, very difficult opponents, no running game, and teams are starting to scheme, so they have to bounce back now and react to how teams are reacting to them.
If you want to chime in as we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy, need to hit the skins right now, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot, need to stay ready all day just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can, you can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com, use the promo code JUNKIES, you get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great. You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. We talked about Ron Jaworski, right? Ron Jaworski said that Jaden's the best young quarterback he's ever seen. He also added, though, the quarterback needs to be protected. And quite honestly, the last couple of weeks, he's not the same guy that I've been looking for from the early part of the season. And just think a lot of it has to do with the circumstances, like you said. You're playing better teams. The offensive line is having more struggles. You're having more pressure in your face. And, by the way, you're a rookie. Progress is not always linear. Mm-hmm. There's going to be ups and downs.
Well, even for great players, great players don't always play great every week.
Right.
And by the way, I just can't wait, and I just have to just hold my hands and wait for him to start playing well again. I expect it to be this week.
And then everybody's going to say he's healthy again.
Well, no, because people like Drabby, who are naysayers, who thinks he's just okay, you know, whatever, had a moment, he'll settle in and be Trevor Lawrence. Like, I can't wait.
He can't
wait.
Be Trevor Lawrence.
I can't wait to dispute that. So I just have to just shut up.
Well, these next six games, five of the six are against teams that rank 20th or worse in scoring defense.
I just want
defense.
Commanders fans so that's to positive. Know that Drabby came in here and compared him to Trevor Lawrence. I just want you to know.
I said,
may be the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
No, first off, Trevor Lawrence, I say he's going to have a Trevor Lawrence roller coaster his first few years where people think he's really good at times and he's going to struggle at times and he'll be really good again at times.
No, Trevor Lawrence sucks.
Well, right now, it's easy to say right now.
I mean, I've kind of always thought he wasn't good as rookie year.
Nah, there was like a year ago, people were raving about him.
You were. Go find my tape.
I'm telling you what people are saying.
Go find my tape. I don't care about people.
He was top seven QB on a lot of people's list.
Yeah.
He'll be a roller coaster.
I think he's not going to be a roller coaster. I think he's going to be pretty darn good. And I still think he's pretty darn good.
You don't think it's been a roller coaster when everyone talked about him as being a MVP candidate, top five quarterback in the league, and now it's, well, he's having rookie...
I mean,
he's having rookie mistakes and rookie woes.
There's
a clear line of demarcation
where his numbers have dipped since
Yeah, but I don't think
injury.
This is telling like how his whole career is going to be. I think the confluence of these events, the injuries, the better opponents, the teams are now adjusting... Yeah, I think that's all factored in on it. I mean, nobody said this even the week before.
Look, he can silence all the doubters. All he has to do is come out and scorch the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's a very gettable opponent. It's
yeah,
coming
I agree.
In a lost season. They're coming into your building. Just go out and hang 30 on them.
And it just people it will came stop off a with short narrative. Week. Quinn talked about they haven't had like full reps. Team hasn't been practicing.
I mean,
he's not been able to get the work before and after practice that he's used to.
What if he has a bad game?
I'll be surprised. But I was surprised last week. I expected him to bounce back last week, too. So, I'll be surprised if he has a bad game.
If he has a bad game, then I'm not saying anything is definite.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if he has a bad game, then maybe you're tipping the scales a bit more to...
Then I would
film
my concern
and
would
league
be,
my figuring
concern
him out
would
to
be
an
a
extent.
Little, my alarm would be up a little bit.
Yes.
If he has a bad game. I don't expect him to.
What if he looks like a game manager? Only throws the ball 20 times or less?
I got no problem with that.
I'm just, okay.
Yeah, 20. I don't care. You just know it when you see it.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was 20 or less because I just think you can run on the Cowboys and you don't have to pass the ball.
Yeah, I'm not just looking saying, for him to be 40
so
times drop back.
He can throw 18 or 20 passes.
I'm just saying,
still
you don't,
a good game.
You don't necessarily look like a superstar if you only throw the ball 18
Yeah, but he
times.
Might throw it 20
right.
And then run 7. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not worried, but if he has another bad, if he has 3 weeks in a row, although the Steelers game I really think was more on the receivers than him. So if he has a back-to-back dud, I would be surprised. Against a mediocre opponent.
He missed some very makeable throws in that Steelers game.
I just think they all missed throws.
Right. But that's why they had a bunch of three and outs.
He also had a bunch of drops that were just crazy.
I think he is the biggest part of the offense. But there are a lot of parts of that offense that have been declining the last few weeks. The running game has declined, which has affected him.
Well, the O-line has also been banged up, and that's affected the running game and everything else.
And then the whole Cliff Kingsbury question looms over until Cliff starts putting up big numbers
there
in the second half.
There are guys that are more well-versed in this than me that mm-hmm. say Cliff was in his bag doing great stuff, he just didn't execute. That there was great stuff out there.
I think it's okay to say we got over our skis.
I'm not saying that.
We crowned him too early. We anointed him, unstoppable too early. I think it's okay to say that and also say he's a good quarterback.
I'm not willing to say I got over my skis. I'm all in.
Well, then he shouldn't have these types of games.
Well, even the greatest players have bad games. And I think that all these factors contribute. I think I fully expect a bounce back.
The greatest players.
If he's who you think, if he's not as good as I think, then he's very then it's likely to have a mediocre game.
The greatest
this week.
Players typically don't just have 10 touchdowns in 11 games. And Cake's going to race one game 10-10. Most of the great quarterbacks
don't
have
that. Count. And he's got four rushing touchdowns. Don't forget.
Okay, that's still only a total of 14.
Your boy did the analysis from Ref the District and said he had 11 receivers tackled inside the five.
True.
11. They did a comparison of like Jalen Hurts. I think he had three.
The thing that I shot back at him is then you got to look at like all the guys. Like Joe Burrow has 25 touchdowns, probably has guys who've gone down and then they hand it off. Like also, then you have to take into consideration he's had would-be interceptions that have been dropped. Like it's a lot of would have, could have, should have. He's got 10 touchdown passes.
I mean, weirdness happens every year. It was like 2 years ago where Jamal Williams, didn't he score 20 touchdowns for the Lions? Because everybody was getting tackled at the one. And then they'd bring him in as the hammer to finish it off. Like, that stuff happens.
I have zero concerns about his ability to throw touchdowns. Zero.
No, but the problem is the Jaden mania that happened beforehand.
I still have the mania.
No, everyone's very excited for what can come in the future, but Jaden mania means he's going to go out there and ball out every single game.
I think he's going to play very well this week. I'll be stunned if he doesn't. I was surprised last week. I expected him to play better last
week. Jaden mania is that he'll play like the Bengals game, and he'll put the team on his back like in the Bears game and make the impossible possible for a Hail Mary.
I don't think anybody expects him to have a performance like the Bengals game every single week, especially as a rookie.
But
3 or 4 years down the line, like if he keeps progressing and he keeps getting better and better, I'll expect something close to that basically every week.
But as a rookie, I
give him a little bit of a pass.
What Valdez is getting to, and I agree with him, and he's using the term that I've used. We did, when I say we, by and large, the DC population, all the fans here, crowned him as an MVP candidate, a top five quarterback in the league. And maybe that was premature because we were doing this. And when I brought up the Sam Howell thing, my point about the Sam Howell thing was last year when he had 18 touchdowns and only 11 interceptions, people were talking about him being the future of the franchise. They found their quarterback, but it wasn't enough of a body of work. And it was at about this point this season, or last season, about this point when people were convinced Sam was the guy because he had 18 touchdown passes.
I was never convinced he was a guy. I knew he was flawed because that number was picked in the fifth round or fourth round. I knew he was flawed.
But a lot of people were convinced.
Well, desperate people who are looking for a savior, a quarterback.
The point is you need a bigger...
they've been looking for 30 years.
Right. You need a bigger sample size. Now, Jaden's different because of his pedigree. He was drafted number two.
He's different. He's got a much larger toolbox.
I agree with all that. We need a big one from Jaden this weekend.
I think he's going to... We need a big one.
I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be
you
totally
for your personal
fine.
Confidence, me for fantasy purposes. There's a lot of things going on with Jaden this weekend. We need a big one.
I think he's a great player.
Tom closes his article with this. The sun remains Daniels and all else revolves around him. Right now, the sun is being eclipsed.
I think he's had one less than stellar game.
EB, you know what we need? We need a 30 ball. We need a 30 ball from the offense.
It's okay. It's okay to pump the brakes. It doesn't mean Jaden's bad.
Pump the brakes on what?
Just the expectations.
I never thought he was going to win an MVP this year. I always said that's crazy. He doesn't have the numbers.
But you did put him in the Hall of Fame.
When it's all done.
I know.
I said he's going to be the best of his generation.
Right.
Of his
that may be premature.
Like if he doesn't win rookie of the year, it's okay.
Than Bo Nix.
We can pump the brakes on it.
Fine.
No, I don't care about rookie of the year.
Well, there's a lot of people that do, but
I know,
I'm just saying.
I don't care about those people.
He likes to tweet.
I know the other people.
The Commanders fans about the Pepsi rookie of the week deal.
I don't care about that. I know you're tracking that. I'm not tracking it. I don't care.
But what if he just turns out to be? I'm going to pick a random quarterback who has not been elevated. Like Jaden,
I can
has
tell
been.
You right now, I'm going to be disappointed with
Go
whoever
ahead.
He
give
says.
It, give it to
I,
me.
I just tell.
Go,
Jordan Love.
Ooh, that's a good.
That'd be pretty good.
Jordan Love's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, pretty good, but it's not really Hall of Fame track.
No, but that would be pretty good. Like if that's his fall off, that's his bottom. I'll take it.
Or Tua. What about Tua?
Tua, I think he's more explosive than Tua.
Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying the skill. I'm not talking about the traits. I'm talking about that level. Like that level quarterback.
I think he's
better
than that.
I think he'll wind up at least one tier above Tua. Jordan Love is a good comp. Like when he's healthy and he's out on the field, that dude produces.
A lot of picks.
Okay.
I think the Jalen Hurts comparison is not a terrible comparison.
Okay.
They have similar attributes. I think that Jaden's a better passer than Jalen, but
he had been elevated to top five. Like we were talking about him, you know, these were the names that were thrown about in conversations. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
I never said he was better than Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson.
I did for a 9-game stretch. And I still stand by that. I was being death on that.
No, you did say you would draft him over Patrick Mahomes today.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if Pat Mahomes is 28,
right,
his eyes look different today.
So he's passing on the next 10 years of Patrick Mahomes for Jaden's first 5 games.
But I'm a gambler. I do like to gamble.
But point is those conversations were being had.
Sure.
Comps to Lamar. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes? Joe Burrow, whatever. The top guys. Like, he was already elevated there. And now he's come back to earth, and now you're looking at a guy who in 11 games has 10 touchdown passes, throwing the four rushing, that's still only 14. There's a bunch of guys that got 20.
I think up until, I have to check and see where he is, but up until, going even in the last week, I think he was fourth in QBR in the whole league on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you value that stat at all, I think it's probably our most accurate stat. It's got flaws, but probably our most accurate stat. Now, where is he now? Is he like six after that game?
And
he dropped down?
It's hard to throw a lot of touchdowns when you're rushing a bunch of touchdowns in. So I know you're dinging him for not having like 20 touchdowns at this point.
No, I give him 14 total.
You're dinging him because he only has, was it 11 passing or 10 passing? 10 passing through 9 games. He didn't play a full 10 games.
Aren't they 7-4? You want to do data.
I'm a game behind. Yeah. Play 10 games. I don't count the Carolina game because he was in there for one series? One series. Doesn't count.
If you take a minimum of 50% of the dropbacks, right, he's in passing, according to PFF, which is different than the QBR, he's fifth in the league on the season. He's behind Lamar, Burrow. I don't know how Derek Carr is up so high. I don't really follow him. And then Herbert.
Also factor in, he's throwing the ball to clowns like Diami Brown. Wait until the roster gets better. And that help is coming. It's coming this offseason. I know Noah Brown's been fine. He's been a nice ad. Luke McCaffrey was drafted. He hasn't done much. Wait till the talent keeps getting elevated around him.
All right. Bunch of people want to chime in. We'll come back. Take your calls. 800-636-1067 as we talk Jaden Daniels here on The Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
So I was thinking about this when I went to the bathroom during the break. By the way, everybody went to the bathroom during the break.
Yeah, it was a big one. Big bathroom break.
Denton's still in there?
825.
No, it was just, I don't know. I went in there.
Denton
and cakes.
He might need a colonoscopy.
There's only two urinals. Yeah. Like, you know, people are going to stalls because urinals are full. So I'm not a good golfer, right? But
you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Whatever. Let me try this analogy. So I might play with somebody that I've never played with before, and the first couple of drives I hit right down the middle, and I go, man, you're really good. I might even shoot a 40 on the front nine, which would be excellent for me, right? But then over the course of 18 holes, I'm going to probably end up right about where I normally end up, which is hovering right around 90, okay? Even if I had that 40 on the front, because even though I had some birdies, maybe a couple pars, on the back I might have a snowman, I might have a couple of double bogeys, whatever. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with Jaden, but where I think people got ahead of themselves is they saw the first 6 or 7 games, and they're like, oh my God, this guy is freaking unbelievable, right? And he was. And it's a little different than my golf analogy because you've seen him in college, or some people watched him in college and he won the Heisman Trophy. Mm-hmm. But now there are more games, and all of a sudden you're seeing some bogeys. Maybe you're seeing some double bogeys, and it's not just all birdies.
I didn't see anything alarming. I haven't seen anything alarming. Nothing.
He may be regressing a little bit. Not to say that he's going to be bad, all right? But maybe he is not where we were elevating him. People were elevating him and comparing him to Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and the best in the game. And he was, even if you didn't put him in the MVP discussion, on all these national shows, he was in the MVP discussion. And people were buying
in. But it wasn't serious.
So what Lavero is...
You can't win an MVP with 10 touchdowns. I mean, unless it wasn't serious.
Okay, well...
They're just filling time.
No, but it's also that they were 7-2.
Yeah.
So they were a team that was 4-13. A year ago, they add a new coach. I know there's a lot of other things they added, but they add Jaden Daniels, and all of a sudden they're 7-2. And on a track to be, at that time, they were the number two seed in the NFC. So they were on a track to do things that nobody expected, largely because of the quarterback.
Yes, 100%.
So the conversation has shifted, and what Lavero's writing is, well why? Why? And fans just want to give the injury excuse.
Yes.
Well, maybe it's, I like your term, confluence of things.
Yes, it
I
is.
Do think that's what I believe it is.
Yes.
I do think that we may have been ahead of, you know, over our skis.
Well, here's the only
ahead
way,
of ourselves
here's the
to some
way
extent.
Be ahead of our skis, and I'll let you finish. He's not going to complete 80% of his passes.
Right.
That was a ridiculous pace the first few weeks, whatever that was. That's not real. Anybody that thought that was real is dumb. But I think he's going to be better than he was, say, on Sunday. Like, he was falling backwards for a lot of reasons, whatever, and just wasn't completing the throws. I think you're going to see a much more precise guy this week.
And hope he has some positive touchdown regression coming his way.
Yeah, get a couple of touchdowns, maybe the, you know.
Like maybe some of those.
Maybe some
like
screen
guys,
passes.
Guys are tackled at the one or the two. Like, maybe Terry McLaurin makes it in on a 20 or 25-yard touchdown.
He's playing
pass.
The right team. Talked about it. The Cowboys got crushed. They're on this losing streak. They got a backup quarterback, and a couple of their star players were at the club immediately after getting blasted.
Well, because they know it's over. They're well aware their season has drifted away.
I don't know if I have a problem with the after game.
I think Mike McCarthy has doubled down on Cooper Rush, so it won't be Trey Lance from what I've read.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, hear what people think.
People want to just, they want to blame. His thing is they want to blame the injury. And I'm not blaming the injury at this point. All right.
Well, Lavera also wrote, and you can decide, but he wrote, it looked like a confused, overmatched rookie against Philadelphia.
Maybe. I don't know if he was confused, but I know he wasn't stepping into throws. I think he was under duress. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, I have to. I know Coach Quinn said he's no longer injured, but after every series he's on the bench, put in the Under Armour heating pad or whatever.
It's not a heating pad.
Whatever it is.
They're just compressing it for some reason.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You don't do it quarterbacks don't do it on a normal day-to-day basis.
I agree with that.
Whatever they do, it's different, it's unique. So I got to say that I think it's still bothering him. Probably not to the extent that I think every day it's getting a little bit better. Listen, I think what Jaden and what made him so good is that all the reps he got in college, he played, you know, 3-4 years, and not too many people do that. And I think Dan Quinn said it best. He doesn't have that. He's still a rookie. He doesn't have that veteran experience in terms of not being able to practice and still performing. So he hasn't, to your point, to Quinn's point, he hasn't been in the practice field. He hasn't gotten those reps. So I think all that has come to a head. Yes, I agree with everyone. Competition's getting harder. But at the end of the day, you know, I think, you know, the best is
Let's see if
come.
They still wrap him this week.
Thanks,
I'll be curious.
I'd like to see what happens there.
I'll be curious if they're still wrapping him.
I might not expect a lot of passing again. Like in the last five games for the Cowboys, the only quarterback that's gone over 30 attempts in those five games was C.J. Stroud with 34 on Monday night.
And Mixon had the huge game. Like, there's no reason to, based on what you've seen. You run the football against a team that has a worse rushing defense than Washington.
Jaden may only have 22 attempts this weekend.
Yeah, here's
he may
how
not have
Jaden.
Huge passing numbers.
Not by number of passes or any of that. What percentage of drives are we scoring points? Like, that's where we were dominating the first 78. what's upset me more than anything, I truly have not lost faith in Jaden. What I've lost a little faith in is the dominance of our offense that was scoring 30 points a game, right? That's what I'm watching. I don't care if Jaden throws it 18 times, 35 times. I don't care. I want to score points. I want that explosive offense back.
I think you're going to see a lot of first downs. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of B-Rob, like 18 to 20 carries from him. You're going to see 6 to 8 from Eckler. And I think they want to get Jaden running it again. They want to keep that 7 to 10 rushing per game if he's healthy. They want that as part of the offense. It makes the it takes that offense to another level when he is a threat to run the ball.
To EB's point, I was really focused on the day after the game, the three and outs and the punts, and combined the last two games. So I just looked it up. Trussway has 30 punts this season in 11 games. 11 of them are in the last two.
A third, yeah.
So he had 19 punts. That's it. In 9 games. So slightly more than 2 a game.
Well, they were on a historic pace. Like, they're scoring points per... Remember?
Yes.
I mean, it was like a Super Bowl pace.
Yeah, but you
nobody,
brought it up.
Yeah, but nobody was going, this is not sustainable. Everyone was riding
the
wave.
80% completion percentage, everybody knew was not sustainable. I think, hell, I think 1 week he had 90%. I mean, that's just not sustainable.
Yeah.
That's not.
I know, but nobody was saying that at the time.
I think they were
swept up in it. I never thought
he was going to have a season where he completed 80% of his passes. That's just dumb. But I might have thought
Then why didn't you say it when it was happening?
Well, because that's obvious. But I might have thought...
Because you don't want to be a wet blanket, why.
Well, I mean, that's obvious. No one's going to complete 80% of their passes. He was on a heater. But I did think that the offense would be, once it became kind of obvious in the third and fourth week, they were scoring 30 points a game, that we were going to score a lot. And that hasn't happened the last couple weeks. That's what's surprising.
I know, because we're waiting for a counterpunch. The defenses, whether it be talent or scheme, have something figured out. Not everything figured out.
This is the week where
I think that's part of it, but also the offensive line being hurt.
And I think everyone's just kind of waiting for this counterpunch to happen, and it hasn't happened yet.
I think it's
he's part of the running game is one thing. I wonder about the spying of him. Like, that's not a new concept. Spy on a quarterback, right?
But it has limited him. They're keeping him in the pocket.
Weren't the other teams trying to spy on him?
Maybe I wonder
if just it might have been that the other teams don't have the personnel. Like, Patrick Queen caught him when he was rolling to outside. I thought it was going to be like one of those, like an RG3 75-yard run down the sideline, and he got him barely. That there are other guys that just are not going to get him.
Well, I think also they got him. Was it the Pittsburgh game where they called the draw? And I mean, like, the shoestring tackle, if they don't get him there, he's going for 50.
Yeah.
So there's that a couple little, you know, whatever. Maybe regression to the mean things.
I'm guessing a combination of things that the defenses have adjusted, and they've played better personnel.
I think early what they were doing is just pressure, just blitz, like top, right? Just bring guys, and maybe it's picking on. Now they're maybe pressuring, but they're also having a spy.
Yeah. And the Eagles have the number one or number two defense in the league right now in yardage.
Yeah.
The Steelers are, I believe, number two in points. Such great defenses.
Right.
And they're facing the exact opposite of that this weekend.
It's a get-right game.
During the 5-game losing streak for the Cowboys, the lowest amount of points scored against them was 27 by the Falcons 3 weeks ago. That's the minimum I'll accept for the Commanders. 27. It's got to be 27 or higher. Can't come in with like 17 or 21 points against the Cowboys.
So Eagles actually number one in yards. Steelers number two in points. Those are the defenses they faced the last 2 weeks.
All right, let's bang out these calls. People want to chime in. Let's go to Jay, Indian Head. Jay, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Junkies? Good morning.
Hello, hey, good Jay. Morning.
Yeah, I think you know, it needs to be a balanced attack. If they're concerned about, we're saying that Jaden maybe, Dan Quinn is saying he's not hurt, but then maybe they need like a balanced attack, because of course we missed B-Rob the last couple games or whatever, but, you know, I just think that, you know, stretching the field a little bit, I think once we add more weapons on the outside, we need a blazer at receiver, so then that way we need like a DeSean Jackson, three kill type, speedy type wideout. We don't have that on the team. You know, De'Ami Brown is supposed to be that, but he's inconsistent, and all we do is throw him screen routes, and we only had one deep ball touchdown. What was that, against the Browns? So we just and I think that was another team. But anyway, but yeah, we just need somebody, something else to combat when B-Rob is out, somebody to stretch the field, to open up the running lanes, to help out the offensive line as well. I think that we've been
Do you think that we're over our skis on Jaden, that he's not as good as people assumed?
No, I think it's patience with him. It's game for game with me with him. I think he's going to be an elite quarterback. I think he's going to be definitely a top 10 quarterback. We just have to be patient with him.
Do you think it's disrespectful when a guy like Drabby says he's Trevor Lawrence? I mean, isn't that slap in the face?
To that comparison, I'll say this. We had Sam Howell last year. There's a screenshot circling around online. Sam Howell had better stats than Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence was a Heisman candidate that same year. Mm-hmm. The only difference is the school that gets the most attention is Clemson. Sam Howell went to UNC, went to North Carolina. So they're not going to get – and they won more recently anyway. So they're not going to get – he's not going to get the same attention as Trevor Lawrence.
Well, here's the thing.
We're talking way too much Sam Howell. What are we doing?
Trevor Lawrence in his second season had 25 touchdowns with only 8 interceptions. So
it turns out that was a fluke.
My golf analogy is this, was maybe we got to see the full 18 holes. His first 9 holes, a lot of birdies, maybe even a hole in one, and everybody's getting all fired up. But usually the truth reveals itself after 18 holes.
Yeah, but you're you know, like a 20 handicap.
Yeah.
He's a scratch player.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a plus. Like, he's the real deal.
Right, but so maybe he's...
it's not like he's...
Yeah, but maybe he's... Who's the guy that doesn't tip very well? the golfer?
Matt Kuchar?
Yeah, maybe he's Matt Kuchar and he's not Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, that would be...
Matt Kuchar's excellent.
That would be Trevor Lawrence.
EB, we need a good 12th hole. This is the 12th hole for Jaden. Need a good, like an eagle.
Well, luckily it's a short par 3.
Yeah, he's got this is a layup.
I think he's going to be on point. I think you're going to see...
We need a big one, EB.
I really do.
Big one for the Jaden Stalks.
You could save all this, write it down, 8:40, 39 seconds. EB thinks he's going to be on point.
I think part of his story, though, it looks like right now might change. The difference between him and some of these other quarterbacks, and it's not necessarily a knock. It's if they win games, it's just a different style of play. I don't think he's ever going to be that quarterback that has, 40 touchdown passes and 4,000 yards.
Statistical expectations like that. Right. It's just dominating performance with his arm and his legs.
I need some stats. I'll be honest. I need some stats.
800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be right back.
Put things, again, in perspective. Things do change year to year. But going into the season, people were hyping up C.J. Stroud like he was the next great thing. I don't know. I never saw that quite as much, but he's now ranked 22nd in QBR, Cakes.
Yep.
He's even worse than a traditional quarterback. His traditional quarterback rating is 88.
Now, in his defense, here's where I'll defend him.
Yeah.
He's been without Nico Collins. Now, he was back in the Monday night game.
I'm sure that hurts.
He missed at least 4 games. Diggs is out with an ACL. And Tank Dell has not looked like the same player as when he was a rookie. So like his ecosystem around him has been kind of weird and kind of wonky.
And he's ranked 16th in PFF. And I'm sure for all those reasons.
And also he doesn't run.
I think that's a great example to the larger point, right? Somebody just online was like, you're a hater. What I'm saying is maybe we need to slow our roll. That C.J. Stroud's a good example, right? Everybody wanted to anoint him and crown him last year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he will be a top 5 quarterback in the league.
I think our guy's better.
But maybe we got premature on C.J. Stroud, or maybe it's the ecosystem. You need a larger sample size, really. You know what I mean? Like, Patrick Mahomes throwing some interceptions this year, but we know he's great. You kind of know that Joe Burrow's excellent. Like, they can have ups and downs. You know what Joe Burrow is. Right, you know what Lamar Jackson is at this point. I'm not so sure on Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to be very good, but we maybe need to see more, and we've started to see a few chinks in the armor the last couple of weeks. And the people that don't want to accept those chinks in the armor, they say, well, he's injured. It's got to be he's injured. Well, or maybe he's regressing a little bit. It doesn't mean he's not going to be good.
And also, with getting back to Stroud for a second, that offense is different this year because they added Joe Mixon. And Joe Mixon has had a huge impact on the way they game plan and execute offensively.
They added Diggs, too, early. I know he's hurt
now. But he's hurt, but now Mixon scored 10 touchdowns, and he's like the centerpiece of the offense. So all that stuff kind of comes into play.
Right. I think I'm in a little bit of a slow your roll position on Jaden Daniels, in that, all right, let's see how he responds here the second half of the season.
I'm not slow about
he's going to have, because he's got layups. Like Cakes keeps mentioning it. What did you say? Five of the remaining games
are 20th or worse in scoring defense.
If he swoons like Howell did, then you'll have something.
I don't think he'll swoon like that for a couple reasons. Number one, pedigree. Number two, one of his best traits. All right. I think his best trait is off the chart athleticism, which is arm and legs, right? But I think one of his best traits is he doesn't commit turnovers. Like,
that's a huge trait
for a rookie quarterback to be at this point in the season with this few interceptions and this few fumbles. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I also think his top three trait, maybe I might put it as second, is his studying. His dedication to the game. Yeah. Like, I think it's...
He's a worker.
I think it's Peyton Manning-like. I put it on that level.
It seems like that. Now, I don't know the percentage of quarterbacks that are like that.
Sure, the best ones are.
Yeah.
The best ones are.
But, I mean, to be 11 games in, all right? Cakes wants to call it 10 games. 10, whatever.
It's 10.
He has 3 interceptions. That's it. Like, that's pretty incredible. Now, he doesn't have a high touchdown total, and you could say he's been snake-bitten, guys getting tackled at the one. But that, to me, is why there won't be a Howell like swoon. Like, I can't imagine. I mean, Howell was at 18 touchdowns to 12 interceptions, and then he ended up with 21-21 EP.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
And, well, Jaden, they just kept throwing Howell.
He's not going to have gaudy
again,
passing.
They ruined Howell.
He will not have gaudy passing touchdown numbers when they've rushed for 19 touchdowns.
Right.
And he's rushed for some of those, obviously. He's got four.
How many rushing touchdowns does the Bengals have?
The Bengals this year?
Because Burrow's got 27.
Let me see. The Bengals. I'm trying to find them here. They have 8.
Right.
So the Commanders have 11 more rushing touchdowns. That's gonna detract from passing touchdowns.
Here's what I know. John Paul is going to ride the wave. When it's good, he's all in. When it's bad, he's so out so quick. Keep in mind, we had a segment called Graydon Jaden that he said on the air, it's stupid we do this segment every week. He's an A-plus every single week. Now he's...
He was an A-plus every week.
Oh, yes, you did. I remember. And
he's confined
now you're Mr. Wait and See approach.
Now you got to find it, Valdez.
I'm sorry, I'm reasonable.
You're not reasonable. If I get accused,
it is reasonable.
If I get accused of murder, I know
it is reasonable.
Eric Bickle's going to have my back if I tell him I didn't do it. You will just go with the court of public opinion, guilty.
We would have your back, even if we admitted it.
He's loyal to the guys.
So if I get evidence, like a confession that you made, or a video that you killed your wife, I'm not supposed to change my opinion?
Not
you don't change your opinion based on evidence and stats?
But there's evidence
on
both sides.
It's common sense.
But there's evidence on both sides. I can count.
You're a flip-flopper.
Not at all.
Drab,
there's no flip-flop.
I would defend you even if I knew you did it.
I know that.
Because I'm your lawyer, and I'm looking out for your best interests.
You guys will go down with the ship, and I love that about you. And you're
going to
go down with the Jaden Daniels ship, probably.
I will go down with it.
And I respect you for it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hard time, but I'll respect you.
I will go down with it, but I don't think I'm going to. I think this ship is going to be sailing.
JP
money.
Will pretend like he was never on the ship.
No, he was on the ship.
Here's what we
look
need.
At the captain's log.
Here's what we
you
need.
Can look at the log. Because you guys tried to put me and Jason to say that he was a Hall of Famer and we wouldn't commit.
I don't think this is a crazy act.
You got rid of Graydon Jaden because he's an A every single week.
Is that why the segment went bye-bye?
Yes.
I got rid of it.
We don't have to do it.
Well,
I
just said it was
repetitive.
We're bringing it back this week.
It was repetitive.
We had to bring it back this week.
The Graydon Jaden is gone. I was schedule grid and picking the games exists. It's
I was ready to grade him this week. And I didn't know if I was going to go D-plus or C-minus,
EB,
which was pretty low for me.
Here's what we need. This is all we need this weekend, and I don't think this is asking for too much against the Cowboys defense that's allowing 34.5 points per game during their five-game losing streak. Jaden needs to account for at least three total touchdowns, whether it's two rushing, one throwing, one rushing, two throwing.
Like, I don't care about that. I want to score.
I do care about that.
It doesn't matter to me who does it. I want our team to score. I want us to be like 80%, like we're scoring points. Like, yeah, trust Wade's like never punting.
But this makes the Wolves at the door that are talking about Jaden and doubting him, it makes them go away.
Yeah, but they'll go makes away if we're super prolific and we're moving the ball and we're scoring.
The stat nerds,
they should just shut up.
If he doesn't have 20 passing touchdowns, they're going to be like, well, he doesn't throw enough touchdowns.
By the way, Drop, your argument is kind of dumb because what you would say is your preseason picks. Let's say you have a preseason pick. You think the Seattle Seahawks are going to be in the Super Bowl. And they start off the year 2-8. You still going to stick with that pick? Makes no sense.
No.
More data comes in.
I know, but you're saying I'm Mr. Wait and See a guy. You weren't Mr. Wait and See. You were Mr. Foaming at the Mouth for Jaden Daniels. He's elite. He's top five. Can't be any doubt left, Rab. You
five
idiot.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Believe me, I had nightmares. You were throwing arrows just like everyone else, and I had to stay strong and firm in my beliefs.
There was a time where
Eric's firm in his beliefs. I respect that.
There was a time where Drab was the only one that would not be nice.
Thank you.
A time.
I flip-flop all the time.
You put that out all the time. You were telling me the Commanders were great.
I know.
We were a Super Bowl contender.
I know my
name. Even I said I didn't think we were.
Well, I know Valdez is baiting you. He's baiting you to say a Super Bowl.
I know.
Win
he's trying to get me to say
I
know. Believe me, I know.
He's a master at that.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my playbook, Drab.
I didn't bite.
It's Valdez Lucy with the football.
He wants me, Brown over here. He wants me to get over my skis and say stuff all the time.
Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy joins us to talk movies, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.